3 weapons is not a kill.
Right.
It's just minuses.
I know. I'm saying I want to still do the tactics.
Much less important than firing a second weapon.
Right. So I fire one weapon of a tactic, and one of you guys fires a weapon and does your gives skill.
But why did you want to do the tactics?
The tactics we have to do for initiative, regardless.
Kind of said we could go last.
Oh, you don't have to use tactics in which position to last.
That costs us 2 shots over the entire duration of the battle map.
All right. Well,
they're
probably going to take us out with 9 shots.
They probably take us out with 7, too.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Okay, go ahead.
So you have, actually you have 24 points of power with your shields are up. So that would fire, normally, so you can fire a phaser, you can put up 4 points into it. And the micro torpedo is 1 point.
So
normally you could have like a phaser on 12, a phaser on 11, and fire 1 point. If you want to fire all 3 weapons.
No, fire 2, just the phasers.
Okay.
So this is the important dodge, because...
So it's important you dodge. And I believe you have a plus 5 dodge. So you have
yeah,
eight,
and what are their pluses?
They have a pretty good dodge.
Okay.
So it's every 2 points I exceed the 5 by
8. So 8 is the base. So you roll F5 and then every 2 points you exceed 8.
8 plus 5 is.
To put a point of courage in and get up to a plus 3, can't you?
Yeah.
Gets you your best payback for your courage. It's
my only point of courage now, so.
This first round is probably the most important round. Okay. It's up to you, though. We'll probably survive with plus 2 in my
head. Okay, plus 3. That was actually pretty good.
Oh, that was great. Great.
Come on.
Respectively,
everything, 3 things, 4.
There's hope.
Okay, so if you knock the phasers down before, can we throw extra energy into the shield?
So that would be 12 points. That would be 34.
We can't get from the weapons. Yeah. We could get by like knocking out our rear shields or something.
But they're swarming. Right. So we can't really do that. But at least there's only six of them.
These were moved life before.
So, let's see.
Gravitation.
No.
Faster back.
Start firing cat people out of there.
Oh, heck, the cat
could be working though.
Do they have engineering skills? Cat skills.
Great, not.
They probably died real well.
Ship and circle and we're
scale up your distance. That's right, because then you don't get a minus for extra action because of the tail.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's the engineering number needed to actually get shields back up by at least 10%?
So
it was 17 and 13, wasn't it?
Yes. So 7 was
13. And that was system engineering?
Yes, system engineering shield.
I have to roll that. Yeah, me too. With the minus one.
Oh, look at this. You got an engineer.
I don't feel.
Okay, what's your support system?
It's system engineering.
I know, but what's your support system?
Three.
But you have a special one.
Your support system's three?
Yeah.
Mine's three also.
Okay, I'll try and get your shields back up too, because I am a human.
Two more.
Here. Right now. I can get 3 points, I can go up, more than one of those.
It's so small, maybe I could affect them with my tongue.
Yeah.
Which one's the more universal skill of tactical or weapon system?
Tactical.
That's the one they actually end up using all the time.
Yep.
On big ships, the modern ship.
Yes. You're increasing your tactical?
Thinking about it.
Will you have a two in it then?
Probably.
Three
in it. I have a two in it now.
I got that weighted tip dodge. You would probably just make them hard to
dodge. So what's our emergency shields? Our normal shield's 30, our emergency is 45. So I could get up 5 points on that. Yeah, that's worth the chance of making sense. It's a little worse. I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Because it means that they won't punch through with one hit.
You're not rolling tactical yet?
Yeah, now that we know that three shots are actually effective.
Yeah.
So, dodge well. Cool.
So, let's see what dodge.
System engineering goes off on our turn.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh.
You got nothing?
X 7.
Oh, 7?
Okay, 7.
We're going to get clobbered.
Yeah.
What's my
blame crystal.
But what? No, because we ate what we're supposed to. So I got a plus 5.
Oh, okay. So you rolled 7.
Yes, I rolled 7.
Yeah, you
rolled 2. That looks much better.
Plus 5 is 12.
They still can get us on a 6, so,
yeah,
you know, probably a couple of them will hit, but they'll be into our internal, unless some of them hit on our rear. Then they'll probably be in
that's
our
true.
Rear.
They'll end up standing up front. Or they could be, yeah, smart. Concentrate elements. We can come close.
Well, they don't. I think it's random, just wherever they happen to be. When
yeah.
I know, but
how many hits?
Two hits.
Just barely. So does my console blow up in that white spark?
We didn't
white spark?
Boost for shields before they shot us.
It's got to be white spark, though.
It's not
spark. It's totally white spark.
It's totally blows up. Some non-shuttle system.
Know this already?
2 points is not enough to actually.
Oh, it's throwing it in for
transporter.
Sensors. Oh, 2 points is going.
That would have sucked.
Yeah.
Our subject has a bladed armor.
You only have 40 hit points left. Structurally. Oh, actually. No, 2 points. Nothing.
That's right.
You have resistance.
Okay. Cool.
So,
we have no front shield.
No, no, no. That shield is awful. So now it's your turn. So Shannon can roll the engineering first.
Is that logic?
That is.
Perception?
No.
No. No shield, sir.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your
thought
is.
Damn, they were a lot easier to hit last time, sir.
Yeah.
So, base now is 5. So, I must use this.
8.
No. Did you roll an 8?
Yes.
Okay. So now
base is 4. Base is 4. So I can fire 3 times, that means base is 6, right?
And the dice?
Did you put in that XP? Get very
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. I wasn't going to do it before, but now I'm going to. So, tactic.
So that drops it to a 3.
Yeah.
And a 3 is very doable on 3 decks. It should usually do it.
Okay.
All
right, so 5 is the target.
3. Well, 3 points. I have to get a 3 die. Die 3 on it.
What?
He needs 6s, but he needs to roll a 3.
I have a 3 skill now.
Oh,
the target 6, is that right?
Right. 2. 3. Yay. Another 3 is fine.
Okay.
Well, okay, so there are 3 of them left going around you.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know what those
are. Might want to roll back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, sure, I'll roll back.
So, you have to decide before you roll back, so I presume how many actions you're thinking this round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I would suggest 2 shots.
-1,
whatever I did here. 2 shots would be -2 because you're also doing
that. Oh, right, right, okay. So, basically, whatever I roll, when it's tested. That could be the other 6. Okay, 6. They win.
Oh,
guess we should have fired him.
Guess I should dodge.
Still take him out.
So dodge.
Dodge well. I'm so bad on that.
Hey, 109.
So I'm going to make my
plus 5 is 15.
So that's 3.
You're able to hit us now.
That's going to be a roll. 3 shots. We'll hold up.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's hard now. If they both hit us in the front shields, we're touching.
What is
in the
back?
So they have 13 points in charge.
Sure,
it's not going to be important.
No, actually, leave the bunker.
Yay! We have a deflector?
Main shield.
Okay, so there's no way we're getting our shields there. Does that mean we take out the back shield now? You mean the back shield?
Back shields are gone.
Yeah. All the shields are gone.
All the shields are in our energy. Whatever. Yeah. The main deflector is used with half your shield strength plus the second action.
Oh, right. Micro meteorite.
So actually, it's fine.
Delightful. Alright.
Okay. So that's your turn. Let's see if it's not well.
I feel like a good sponsor is coming on.
We're wrong with that feeling, weren't you?
Yeah. I got a 10, including my plus one.
Okay,
three base
skills?
Yeah.
4, 5.
Yeah, 5.
Okay.
So you only need roll 2s.
So dead.
Last one, but it's
I'd roll tactics again. I'm rolling tactics.
And I'd only fire one.
You're taking my for you.
Seven. Right. Because I get minus one.
That's what
I got. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I got it. So, yeah, 7 roll.
Nope, they went eight.
I have an 8.
Hey, my
40. I told you, 8. We won. This is expensive, man. I don't
want to
roll here. Okay.
Yeah, another quasi-pathetic roll. Right. 9, including the plus 1.
Give a couple of black holes to shave some time off.
Hey, They were coming in at warp speed?
No. Yeah.
So, warp trail. Why don't you get like a direction for us from where they came from?
Sure.
Well,
now that I'm out of balance, much better.
14 on the sense.
Put that in my log. You don't do well in approaching.
Trying to figure out where they came from.
Okay.
Sir, you can pick up the micron trail. Very subtle.
The trail, they come from, looks like a nearby star, Gamma Nebula.
Should we investigate to see if there's a Klingon outpost?
Why don't you communicate what we learned to the... we suck at engineering, but I just don't want to... I'm at the droids. It's just that, you know, we're gonna throw our lives away, which is fine.
Well, we can look.
We're gonna throw our lives away. We just want to communicate as much as we can with these droids.
Well, I'll just look up.
We do know a lot already. They suck. They suck at defense. Yeah.
I want to check in the computer to see if we already have records of these things if they're a known.
All
right.
You know, if there's no weapon or whatever, then...
Okay.
Knowing their weaknesses, like we've already discovered.
So fire at them and they blow up. That's the weakness of most things.
They have low structural.
They have quite a lot.
This particular model, I mean, from what you already have, you haven't picked up
actually. They're a strong offensive, but weak defensively.
Well, if there's a Klingon, because we're in Federation space, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a Klingon outpost nearby, we should check it out.
Well, communicate back what we know about them, the basically what we discovered in the combat for them, and inform them that we're going to go investigate.
I asked them. I said, of course. What's the name of our runabout?
This is the Shenandoah.
Shenandoah to Bless's Star.
Have you used that before? I've never used it before. It came up as a spaceship.
My phone is a
spaceship. I was going to tell you. My last
week. So.
Not last week.
Bet you don't know. I radio the information to Starbase.
Okay.
Give them a little bit of information on this.
Good job, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. Okay.
And tell them where we're going.
Well, right.
Cast me anything for you.
Helping you sleep. Purring and a little extra warmth.
Okay. So you head over to the Gamma Naturalis. So when you enter the system, it's a roll.
Somebody scan, sir.
Outstanding.
That's
a 10. I'm with you. You got a 6. You got to put that in the report, man. You're well under pressure.
I
was a researcher, but I'm a lead officer. I
guess in combat circumstances last week. Well, you were picking your nose with one finger that you should have been firing the weapons with.
You pick up a starship around the second planet of the system. So there are 5 planets in the system. The second is an M class. You pick up a starship around the M class planet. What'd you get?
10.
It is the Federation Research Ship. USS Carl Braun.
USS Carl Braun is in orbit here, sir.
What?
The USS Carl Braun. It's a research ship. Federation research ship.
Well, hail them.
No response.
Assuming they're, Federation,
They're not responding to our hail, sir.
Yeah, really. That'd be bad.
Clearly, they must be okay and we should ignore them.
Scan for life forms.
Scanning for life forms. Are we close enough to scan for life forms?
Yes.
I should note, I might not be able to tell if they're hiding in the warp core or on the ship, sir.
That's fine. I would like to know if they're, like, Klingons or not, though.
I don't know.
Are you getting closer or staying where you are?
Coming closer.
Okay.
Eight shields up.
All right. Eight. Okay.
As protocol dictates, everybody knows, they don't respond, you can put your shields up.
And we open our weapons door.
Don't do that.
You don't pick up any life forms on the ship? As you get close enough to actually see the planet and the ship, you can look outside, and there's around the planet, there's sort of a
Dyson sphere.
There's this sort of purplish phase of like a really fine dust.
Okay.
Mostly it's because of the equator, but it kind of.
Okay, I don't get this. Kevin can't have expected that we'd actually come to this planet with Dave in command.
I was really worried there when Dave first said, let's go back to the starbase after the fight.
Oh, yeah, well, I wasn't planning on it. Because I thought that way we should get information where they came from. Of course, this time, it's really specific where they came from. The other time, oh, we don't know. Meandering.
There's no life form, sir.
Oh, you know, I mean, sure.
I mean, what the purple stuff is. I was fighting, too. I'm going to scan the purple haze, see if I can figure out what it is. I'll try to approach the other ship, but not enter the purple haze.
I want
to
do computer research and find out if I know what these guys are on station, what ship's mission is.
Okay, computer research.
I get a 9 on the scan purple haze.
So when you scan the purple haze, it seems to be some kind of very microscopic heavy metal. They are highly charged with some sort of energy.
Okay.
Highly charged.
Transporter stuff. 12 on the research.
As usual. 12 on the research. The Carl Braun reported this 20 years ago.
Oh.
Wow. We should report this then.
Let's hang back. Just in case we get sucked into their orbit and can't get down off. But yeah.
Okay. And then what do you get at home?
9.
How close do you want to get? You know, read the lettering really well?
I don't get close yet. They may be trapped in orbit there. I don't want
to
get trapped.
Close enough to see the meteorite hole factor?
Sure. Well,
don't go into orbit.
Match their speed.
I want to match their orbit, but out further. So that we're.
I'd rather be on orbit of the star as opposed to the sun. Right. I want to be in the gravitational pull of something other than that. I mean, if you're in orbit, you're being affected by the gravity.
Right. Well, you're affected by the gravity wherever
regardless, you are. I got you.
Mare is on the.
Okay, when you lose the power, you must fall to the sun.
Exactly. But if you get pulled away from. We get pulled away by the sun, we'll get further away from the planet as opposed to closer, and whatever effect.
Okay, so park in between the planet and the sun.
Yeah.
But you want to...
Sure.
You don't want to be orbiting the planet, so you want to watch
the
ship.
We can match
the
planet's orbit, so that we stay the same.
Okay, but the ship...
The ship will go in and out.
So how close do you want to get, initially? You want to be able to see it, you know, nice and big on the view screen?
I'd like to because I'm curious, but
all
right. Me too. Up to you.
All right. Well, eventually we won't be able to choose to take orbit around. As long as we're still officially in orbit of the star. If you get close enough, you get close enough to the planet. If you're matching the orbit of the planet would take over and you would end up orbiting the planet.
Sure.
All right.
You can get pretty much as close as you
want. He sets up an equation.
We're really orbiting the star, but we're not.
He sets up an equation where he takes the mass of the star times the square root of the distance and finds out where that's equal
okay.
to the mass of
how
the
about,
planet times the square root of the
phaser range of the ship.
Okay, that's fine. Okay,
so it's really small.
Long range
laser?
Can we get closer to the
star? I like your equation. Just finish it.
You understand? There is a median point where they have equal gravitational pull on us, and if we were to cut out all of our engines, we would be suspended between them. Yeah. But it's not like it's not quite a Lagrange point, but that has to do with just the gravitation of the planet.
Yeah.
Well, this is the planet and the star.
Okay. So
Lagrange point is with where your geostationary.
I show you the equations on the screen and say, shall we go there, sir?
That's where I want to be, right there. You got the lower thing, you're all technical about it. That's what I was saying. Actually, I was saying slightly that side.
So you're a few kilometers away from the ship.
Okay.
So it's kind of small. I mean, you can enhance zoom in.
Okay. No matter how many times you blow up, you can always enhance.
Well, may I go right there, sir?
Let's zoom in on the ship and see if I go over like full of holes or...
Okay.
You
do not have to search for something.
Find out life support. Okay, life support.
It's probably not 70.
Well, I'm not going if it's not 70. Well, I think it's environmental too, maybe.
I've been thinking environmental too as well, sir. May I go over there?
Six.
There's still
50. You don't see any...
Oh, yeah.
Here's intact.
Here's intact. There are no big holes.
Okay. I want to do a scan to see if I can find those warp signatures I picked up before of the 9 pods.
Okay. Go ahead.
Our prop watches. 10 throws. 10 throws there.
10. They originated pretty much here, like somewhere around the planet.
They originated somewhere around the planet. This could be a Klingon ship in cloak. Could be a Klingon ship that left. Let me see if I can find a warp trail of a Klingon ship.
Locate the cloak ship. I didn't do that before.
Yeah, I'd like to do a...
It's not like it's a stressful situation or
anything. I'm going to try to interface with...
As long as it doesn't uncloak and start firing at us, I might be able to find it.
And see if I can download logs or...
Sure.
Anything.
You can get the access code.
Yeah.
Make sure you scan for viruses before you pull it out.
Yeah.
What was the mission, by the way, of the thing that disappeared 20 years ago?
They were supposed to... They were doing planetary surveys.
It's
50 light years away from here.
Oh.
So, how they ended up here.
I want to scan for cloaked Klingon ships.
Which is why they never found.
They're 50 light years away.
I'm sure he's a spot detective.
I want to scan for Klingon ships and our Klingon ship warp trail.
You got the sensor nebula. It's rather large.
So sensors, Donald, you can make a computer program.
The amazing thing about the whole Tom Hanks figuring out that he was the secretary of the Texas is he somehow knew the square footage of Texas or the square miles of Texas in order to know what the size of Texas.
On my scan for cloaked ships are...
I think he was born in
Texas. Cloaked ships are warp trails. I got 16.
You do not scan any... you scan a very old warp trail.
Oh. Old warp trail. I'm fairly confident there's no cloaked ships.
Yeah.
20-year-old
cloaked
warp trail. I don't think they last that long.
Actually, the warp trail from the Chrome is pretty old.
Really?
What do you get?
Temporal anomaly with a 20-year-old ship here?
See, actually, the logs.
That only
it says something about like the last couple of logs.
Never happened from
20
years ago.
Next.
Yes.
So, an accident to the engineering.
Okay.
It could be part of Sulu's
problem. The ship was crippled and they went to the nearest habitable system.
Okay.
And the last issue was they're all going to be down cut.
Okay.
And wait for
does it say anything about the weird cloud of whatever? Or does it mention their position at all? Does it refer to this system specifically?
Okay.
So at this top of the system, they all beat down.
Okay.
Or actually, there's just some of them.
Any clue as to why they were in this system? So they weren't supposed to be anywhere near here? Any indication of why they left where they were?
Yeah. So when they...
Whatever.
The entire... So the accident also threw them off.
Okay.
why did they need that?
Or why were they here instead of 50 light years away?
Because they just don't.
Okay.
So does it look, looking at the sensor logs, that that purple haze could have been blocking sensor scans?
Is there any mention of the purple haze in there?
No.
So
the metals.
The purple haze doesn't seem to block sensor scans.
There could still be grateful down there, sir.
Sure. The metals. The heavy metals, are they associated with any known temporal anomalies?
Temporal anomalies?
I mean, but
no.
Okay.
Well, computer research, actually.
But it's ionized.
Yeah.
13.
No.
That's a good computer answer. Obviously, the word was fall back on this whole curriculum and this whole
could we
command things both ways?
Runabouts are atmospheric, aren't they?
Yes.
Could we safely pass through this cloud?
Probably.
I'm sure they thought that.
go ahead. I'd like to.
Let's go ahead.
I'd like to board the.
But let's just bring the shuttle. No problem. Okay.
Yeah, you just because it's a boarding action.
Yeah.
Fun idea once we actually land in their bay.
I'd like to go aboard too, sir. Do they have a bay big enough for a runabout?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you probably could do that. Good roll.
Okay, then. We're going in.
The ship is running on minimal power.
Okay.
But you can order it to open the orbit.
Okay.
So.
We could probably order it to break orbit and come over here. That was the other thing I was thinking of. Kind of lame. Very non-Star Trek.
Yeah, very
20 years old, we can totally break their security.
Got a six.
Oh, great. We just slammed to the side.
Yeah, you slammed to the side of the, door, but,
The shield's up, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, no, you couldn't
have
your shield up anymore.
Okay.
So,
you may going to be mad at that.
We can actually send him a shot.
Nothing compared to what you're
thinking of.
We cut damage from the Klingons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
obviously, it's part of the Klingon stuff, too.
Yeah. Camouflage. Okay. Power up the ship's life support and stuff.
Okay.
I'll make sure to
go out and...
Well, make sure the structural integrity is valid.
Well, obviously, they have
So there was already... Oh, no. Yeah, I could say air just a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it's sensitive, actually.
Yeah, the atmosphere's still fine.
They didn't leave. There was only occasion they left because of a hostile environment on the ship. It was because they were interested in the planet, right?
They're
going to be stuck here for a long time.
You know, they don't have enough.
Wait a minute. You, okay.
The ship log said
okay.
that they had an engineering accident, so they went to the nearest Class M planet to hang out until they got rescued.
So.
20 years.
Whatever.
They're all old men.
They were.
We might as well just leave. Is the ship broadcasting a distress signal or anything? Not very bright.
But you said how far they were. It was
50 light years away.
50 light years from where they were supposed to be.
That doesn't mean 50 years older, Dan.
That's what it was.
Okay, so explore the ship.
Fortunately, we live in a non-relativistic universe.
So we should explore the ship. And
okay. Do you want to go out and explore the ship?
Yeah.
Figure out
what the engineering.
You all split up into different individual groups. Colin is in Indy and then you two.
Sure, why not?
Well, I'd like to check medical, I'd like to check engineering, check the bridge and the captain's
quarters. What's the nature of
the engineering? I want to check the science lab so we can get the bridge, too. All right. Are you going to stay in one group, or? Oh, no reason to. Let's split up. Ship's empty, right?
Yeah.
Ship's empty, sure. Can we communicate with the ship's computer?
Yeah, I already got that, gentlemen.
I'm saying, like, right now, voice, right now, while we're walking around the ship.
Nope.
Doesn't respond.
Alright, so Donald's going to go first to...
He's a medical engineer.
Engineering, I guess. But they had an engineering accident.
Right. I want to be able to take control of the ship.
Okay. We can go to the bridge. Right.
Yeah. So, in engineering, looks like the warp core and there's like some burnt out water.
Okay.
Not gonna fix this.
The warp core is gone. So would that explain why they weren't able to send a distress signal? Do they not have subspace communication?
I'll say, it looks like communication will not happen.
Communications was knocked out. That's the ticket.
Well, use my good engineering role to see what I can find out about what caused their warp breach.
Alright, so you look around.
Straight away, Coop and engineering.
Yes, man. There you go. Oh, you suck.
Engineering.
You think after you look through it for like half an hour, obviously it was just a faulty part.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just far out of the test problem.
Yeah, it was Ferengi made.
Actually, the Ferengi hadn't been encountered at this point. 20 years ago.
You remember, this part being.
Well, Brady were introduced in the first one.
Sort of a fucking recall.
I think they were the engineers here of next area. I'll make it realize that that was their first encounter.
And then later on, they became cowards. Riker was.
I think they were called the first one.
So you guys spoke at the bridge. There's nobody on the ship. There are no bodies.
Alright, well, what's the protocol for taking command of the ship?
I claim it's
mine. I assume my interface is a computer and I use my credentials in order to impress it.
I have no record.
No code. No security code.
Alright, so anything in particular? Or I just do it.
To remember what the security codes were 20 years ago.
Alright, so do computer hacking.
Hacking?
Yep.
Not programmed.
Yep.
Hacking.
Sure.
Alright, so we got that. How about a 5?
You can go on the ship.
I do. Oh, okay. Alright. Now respond to the voice command.
No. Okay. Technology.
It should have.
It responds audio.
You said
20
years.
I know. I don't know.
I
have no idea what the voice is.
Well, next generation, which is less than 20 years ago.
Right.
Okay. So this model just didn't happen.
Well, this ship could be older than that.
I mean, this ship is 20 years.
Oh,
I mean, just because the ship
before was sent out.
Just because the ship disappeared 20 years ago doesn't mean.
Refitted it with this, lots of new module. So it doesn't respond. So you're saying it's this is designed to respond. I type on the keyboard, can you respond to voice commands? Thanks a lot. How quaint.
Okay. Anything else you want to do on the bridge?
Check the captain's log.
Sure.
I want to check the medical logs to see how many people they had on board and how many people had
probed to
the
planetation between us and
they lost anybody in their ass.
So they had a couple people were injured. There were like 20 people on board.
The probe
happens to
inside the
the
purple head.
You get a complete register so that I can compare it against the ship's
fiber cable.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So you get a registration.
Go check out the science
lab.
Sure.
I'll
stand here on the ship. I'll sit in the captain's chair. Pretending to give people orders.
Well, you could start preparing that fiber link.
I want to come up with an idea.
I love it.
Does the ship have probes?
So nothing other than one of the scientists for this point here.
Yeah.
So the one who's present.
Okay.
What?
Probe. Is there a probe on the ship? I assume they use
probe on the ship.
They have some probes on the ship. You know, science probe. Yes.
They are all gone.
Huh? They're all gone. Yeah. All right.
Total probe.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Total shot.
How about our ship? Does our runabout have any probes?
You can. Yeah. You can figure the microprobe to carry the probe.
Cool.
They're very short. I mean.
So what he wants to do is he wants to hook up a coaxial cable and drop it through the purple haze. Those coaxial cables can cut through the interference.
Okay, sure.
I want to go back to the science labs.
Okay. You go to the science labs and what do you look for?
I'm looking to see if they did any research on this plant before they dropped out. Maybe the plantologist, I believe.
Right. Make a...
Planetary sciences role?
Sure. Planetary science.
Climatology?
No, whichever one you want. Or just general.
I just want general.
Okay, then just general.
Logic, perception?
Perception.
It might also be better to use the ship's scientific sensors and stuff in the purple clouds to see if we can find
14.
Out.
14.
I'm very good at planetary science.
There are some logs about. They also found like a kind of city, and that's where they wanted to go.
So they were able to cut through.
They were able to cut through.